Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the show, Jordan Westberg. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Monday, June 26th. I am Frank Stanfill, without his voice, joined by Scott White, and let's talk about the Orioles, one of their top prospects, Jordan Westberg, who will get promoted on Monday, the 30th overall pick back in 2020. This season in the minors was batting .295 with 18 home runs, 6 steals, and a .939 OPS. He's 24% rostered. Scott, is Jordan Westberg a must-add in every format?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. To be fair to Westberg, I haven't gone that far with many prospect call-ups this year. I feel like Ellie De La Cruz might be the only one. So Westberg obviously isn't at that level, but he's a good prospect. I did have him toward the back end of my top 100 coming into the year. I'm a little more optimistic about him now. Not only did he put up such good numbers at AAA this year, but we have exit velocity readings now, and they're very good. They're like a legitimate power hitter. So it's not a case of a guy, just putting up home runs without having the raw power behind it. And two, he's done a much better job of spreading the ball around the outfield, hitting it to all fields this year. So he's not going to be so subject to that deep left field fence at Camden Yards. I think there's a good chance Jordan Westberg puts up good enough power numbers to make him worth starting in any fantasy format. There are downsides. The strikeout rate's high, and Chris Towers pointed out on the full-length show that specifically his swing and miss rate on pitches in the zone is not great. It's a problem for Jordan Westberg, and we'll see if he's able to overcome that at the major league level, if he's able to provide enough power to overcome that. So there are downsides here with Westberg. He's obviously not a sure thing, but the minor league numbers are what they are. And in addition to being eligible at shortstop, I imagine he'll pick up second base and third base in short order. Those will probably be the positions he plays more often than shortstop, since Jorge Mateo is such a good defender. So, shallower leagues where you start just 9 players and you don't have need for an extra middle infielder. I'm not sure Westberg is so worth pursuing in those, but in any roto league where you have that third middle infield spot, definitely add him there and see what happens.
All right, let's slide over to the waiver wire pitchers and 5 names who pitched well this weekend. Names that we've talked about pretty regularly here on the show. Brian Baio, Emmett Sheehan, Taijuan Walker, Griffin Canning, and Kyle Bradish. 5 names there, Scott. Who are your favorite 3 from that group?
Well, my favorite, I think, is going to be Brian Baio, who is just having... I think he's pretty clearly having a breakout season here. I've been calling him kind of a light version of Framber Valdez, really dating back to last year. In terms of him getting... combining an elite ground ball rate with a pretty good swinging strike rate. You don't find pitchers who do that well in both of those. And Baio does. and has been very consistent here of late. He's got that ERA down to 3.27, four straight quality starts, and I believe it's 10 straight starts allowing two earned runs or fewer. So he seems to be coming into his own. The whip is kind of high. The walks have been higher than I'd like, but he's improving, and I think there's a chance he could keep improving. So he's number one. I'll go Emmett Sheehan number two because I do think there's a lot of potential there. It's now two starts where he's been a little underwhelming in terms of getting whiffs, specifically with a fastball. That was supposed to be his best pitch. And though the overall swinging strike rate was better in the second start, 12 on 87 pitches, it was still less than, you know, it was still just kind of an iffy rate on the fastball. So we'll keep watching that with Emmett Sheehan. But the results have been good through two starts against two pretty good offenses, San Francisco and Houston. Third, I'm going to say Taiwan Walker, who has put together four great starts now. Three of them, the first three of them, the velocity was way up, like 2 to 3 miles per hour on every pitch. Wasn't the case in this most recent one, so we'll keep an eye on that. But again, the results were good, and I still think he's trending the right direction overall. And the last two were Canning, and who was the fifth one?
It was Kyle Bradish, correct.
Yeah, okay. So I'll take Kyle Bradish over Griffin Canning to round it out. There are good aspects to both. I think my biggest concerns for Canning are he gives up hard contact still, even as the swinging strikes and have been going up and he's been getting more consistent results overall. Hard contact, and he pitches for the Angels, which means he doesn't pitch as consistently because they have to space out Shohei Ohtani's starts. So I'll take Bradish over him. It's a close call between the two, but Bradish pitches for a really good Orioles team, and he has been on a nice run himself here. Not so much with the strikeouts, but everything else over his last nine starts, a 2.92 ERA, 0.99 whip, and 8.4 strikeouts per nine innings.
All right, so good stuff there. We're going to wrap there. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.